they said that all French Jews are French, and that they are obligated to aid, protect, and love their brethren as though they were their co-religionists. And they said that a Jew is required to consider the land of his birth or adoption as his fatherland, and shall love and defend it when called upon. They finessed the question of Eretz Yisrael because it was not real. Now, they didn't say anything, that whether a Jew has an attachment to any. They didn't answer the question directly. They just said that they are patriotic Frenchmen. They said that Judaism does not forbid any kind of handicraft or occupation, and that therefore it is commendable for Jews to engage in agriculture, manual labor, the arts. And in fact, they said that when they were in Palestine, their ancestors long ago were farmers, etc., etc. Almost a preface or a forerunner of what the Zionists would say later, that we want to normalize the Jewish people. And to normalize the Jewish people, then, you know, you need Jewish garbage men, too. So they're hard to find in the state of Israel. They drive the truck, but the two guys in the back usually are Arabs today. Finally, they said that Jewish law forbids taking usury or extorting money from any human being, whether he be Jew or Gentile. Now, those were the answers that Napoleon wanted, because those are the answers that can easily lead to a program of assimilation. Based on those answers, Napoleon will be able to so structure Jewish life that all the intermarriages will be recognized and the Jews will spread out into all sorts of professions, move in all parts of the country, and within a short period of time the Jewish communities will be decimated and Jewish authority, especially religious authority, will be undermined. He wanted to give these answers the imprimatur of religious decision. And therefore, Napoleon called, after this Council of Notables, he called for a Sanhedrin, the reconstitution of the great Sanhedrin. And he invited 71 of the great leaders to come and participate as members of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin met in Paris. There's a famous painting which exists in the Louvre of the Sanhedrin. Napoleon made the opening speech, and they sat not in a semicircle, but they sat in a U-shaped form, were reminiscent of the Sanhedrin. The fact that he chose 71 was reminiscent. And the 71 were a motley group of people. He had reform rabbis, he had laymen, and he also had great Talmidei Chachomim and great Rabbonim. In fact, the head of the Sanhedrin, the president, the head of the Sanhedrin, the chief judge, was the famous Rav of Strasbourg, Reb David Sinsheim. And he wrote the famous commentary to Shas called the Yad David, which has been reprinted today. He was a great and famous Talmud Chacham. He was one of the leading Rabbonim in the world. And on his Sanhedrin, he had Reform rabbis that were there from Germany, from Westphalia, from France, from Italy. But Sinsheim could not refuse the invitation. He could not say to Napoleon, I'm not going to sit on a council with reform rabbis, because the political and the realities of life then were such that you did not refuse Napoleon's invitation. Napoleon struck a medal in honor of the occasion. You can see a copy of the medal in the